to backtrack a little bit before we start talking about your marriage.
Yeah.
In high school, you had said that you were you went to Long Beach Poly.
Yeah.
Where in Long Beach was your family living?
On Esther Street, just about two blocks away from the high school. That's that's all kaput now, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to several class reunions. I just went to one in October.
Mm-hmm.
Down there, they had it at the Oaks Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hardly find my way around Long Beach, and I lived there for so many years. You know, it's changed, so
mm-hmm.
it came east. And like you say, Cal Poly in Long Beach, this is an unheard of. We were the only high school there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the year after we graduated, I understand, is when they built, was it Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. out there in the east.
Yeah. So, let's see, about, so you would have been down, you said, in...
I graduated in 1926.
In 1926.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you were out of Long Beach long before even they had the great earthquake.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I came back to see it and cried when I saw it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, in about 1925 or 26, your father got the job with the Department of Water and Power then?
I don't know how long he worked up there.
Yeah, but a while before.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He went back and forth on the red car that was they had.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then you were planning on studying art?
Oh, yes. I majored in art in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to, had all my credits and everything to go to UCLA
mm-hmm.
and major in art there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you said you had briefly gone to, did you go to the Otis Institute? Or did
no, we went there to, just to see it. We walked through it and they showed us the whole place.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I wanted to do, but financially we weren't, couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you, what were your ideas about what your future would be like when you were thinking
about being
in art? Just that you're interested in it? Or?
Oh, I loved it, yes.
Uh-huh. Did you think about working in it in the future?
Or? No, I probably did. Yeah. Well, commercial art is what I wanted to do, yes.
Mm-hmm. 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 So, I was just wondering, any family growing up, was your family very religious, or?
Well, when we were in Panama, and frankly, I think it was because it was a thing to do. My father was in the Masons,
mm-hmm.
if he was, and my mother was in the Eastern Star, and everyone went to St. Luke's Episcopal Church.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to St. Luke's Episcopal Church, and we were baptized and confirmed there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And General Pershing and his 19-year-old boy were down there visiting. He came down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, he was handsome. You know, the 19-year-old boy, we didn't care about the general. He went to church that day.
And uh-huh. Did your family stay active in the church after they moved back here?
Well, you see, like I say, my... grandfather on my mother's side was a minister,
mm-hmm.
so evidently they had an awful lot of church.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we stayed with my grandmother, with her new husband, Colonel Cole, in Gloversville, New York, we went to church three times on Sunday, and then Wednesday night there was a thing that we'd go to.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, as far as being active, when I was married, I married an agnostic, why we did not go to church, period, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, but when my, well, we're getting ahead of that now. Yeah, that's it. Well, we did go to the Episcopal Church.
Mm-hmm.
And when we came up here, I went to whatever church my current friends were going to at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, did you, were any of your aunts or uncles in this area?
I only had the one aunt, one aunt that I told you about, and she lived back in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And then my Uncle John that I told you about, he lived in the Middle West.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no relatives out here, no. I have very few relatives even now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Were there certain chores that you had to do?
I had to do everything. My sister never did a thing. She says the same about me. So we were both put upon, we thought. No, we did have chores. Well, the dishes and even the kitchen floor and whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time, my mother was working part-time.
Mm.
Yeah.
When did she start working?
Oh, I don't know. She just worked off and on. She did more or less. When we lived in Long Beach, there was a lot of Navy people, right, around us. And she used to, I think all she did was babysitting and things like that for the Navy people.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So mainly that, did she ever say work for a company or a
school? No. She was a very gregarious person and she liked to be out. She didn't care about staying home and she wanted to be out doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I think she got spoiled down in Panama because we had a maid all the time. And she belonged to the Eastern Star, and I mean it was very posh down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think when that was over, it was hard to get back to reality, you know, to do things.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Who made decisions in your family about
things? Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know? In terms of like buying things or managing the budget, which of your parents did that? Or?
I don't know. Oh, I'm sure my mother did.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
Do you remember anything about like, your parents' relationship that it seemed like to you?
Oh, it was fine. It was nothing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you?
They were just old people.
When that was your
yeah, yes.
Older people.
Yeah.
Were you very close to your mother?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was she? And you had mentioned she was gregarious. I mean, are there other traits about her? Or?
She was very domineering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was very domineering. She must have been the one that ruled the whole thing because she was quite a domineering person.
Mm-hmm.
My father was just a real sweet guy. You know, he went along with just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And she just liked people.
Mm-hmm.
She always did.
Yeah. Was she strict in terms of when you were younger? I mean, did she seem...
Oh, yes, they were both very strict. Oh, yes, yeah.
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 Did you date at all in high school?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah. What kinds of things would you do when you would go out with someone?
The movies and...
Mm-hmm.
Played tennis, mostly.
Uh-huh.
That was the most, that's what I did more than anything else is play tennis.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd go, we'd go to church Sunday night, but we'd get in the car and go to Balboa and go dancing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The parents didn't know this.
Yeah. Would that have been something you think they would have objected to?
Yes, yeah, we were at church.
Uh-huh. So, and you would go down, was that to like, you know, the pavilion there, or?
I don't remember. It must have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it must have been. I know we went to Balboa dancing. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So then you said that, now when you lived in Long Beach, did your family own the place that
No,
you
lived? We lived in an apartment.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what kind of apartment was it?
It was very nice, and Esther Street was a very nice neighborhood at that time. There were mostly houses. As a matter of fact, ours was the only new apartment on the place, and my best girlfriend at that time lived, we were upstairs, and she was right next door.
Mm-hmm.
The first class reunion I went to, it must have been... in the 50s,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was in the late 50s, And my daughter was married at the time and lived, no, it must have been early 60s, because she was married and lived in Garden Grove, and I stayed overnight with them. Mm-hmm. And I felt very nostalgic, so I wanted to go back and see Esther Street, and it was just horrible. Mm-hmm. It was a black neighborhood, and the screen doors were broken, and mm-hmm. it was, I said, I don't want to see anymore, and mm-hmm. it was very...
So the building was
being
run down?
Oh, it was terrible. Just appalling. And I understand that there's a freeway or something through there now. It's mm-hmm. not there.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if around the housing thing, if you ever worked with any tools growing up or did any work with your hands or maybe helped your father out on fixing things or did he fix things around the house?
I suppose he did. Somebody had to.
Mm-hmm.
But no. No, I don't remember ever
mm-hmm.
doing anything like that.
Yeah. Or working with any machinery?
No. Uh-huh. No, I worked in the 5 and 10, you know, on Saturdays and Friday nights and Saturdays. I worked in 5 and 10, and then I graduated to, I can't remember the name of the store. It wasn't Buffum's. It was the other big store down in Long Beach. What is the other one? It begins with an I. Is it still there? Oh, well, I was sold hosiery.
Ingram's.
Yeah. I sold hosiery there.
Mm-hmm.
That's Friday nights and Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. Was that when you were in high school?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how much you made doing that?
Yes, $2 for the whole, it was 25 cents an hour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 25 cents an hour. Can you imagine that?
No. Not now.
Yeah, if I worked 8 hours, I got
$2. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So that's for the whole day.
Oh, yes, and that was... just scads of money, really and truly. It was amazing.
What did you do
with your money then? Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Were you allowed to keep it for yourself?
And then yes, I've kept it for myself, yeah.
And so you didn't have to turn it in?
Oh, no, that was mine. No, I probably spent it very foolishly.
And so you, did you enroll at UCLA?
Yes, yeah,
mm-hmm.
went out there. I got my credits down in Long Beach, you know, took them out there and went over. It was on Vermont, you know where City College is now up on Vermont? That used to be UCLA.
Oh, so the UCLA campus was there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Now, where in Los Angeles were you living?
In Highland Park.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Moved right to Highland Park and lived in the one place. It was on Ash Street.
Mm-hmm. Was that a house or apartment?
It was a house, yeah, it was a house.
Did your family rent that?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, so you went to UCLA and you were, did you...
No, I didn't go.
Or you just enrolled?
No, I just enrolled to uh-huh. go the following September.
Uh-huh.
But I used to, I had several friends who lived in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And they, do you know the Kilpatrick's Bread down there in Long Beach? Is it still there?
I don't know.
Oh, probably, no, they moved up to San Francisco. But anyway, they stayed in the dormitory, you know, up there
uh-huh.
at college. And I used to go over there quite often and spend the night with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that's why I decided, that's probably why I decided to go to UCLA, because I had 1 year interim where I couldn't make up my mind what I wanted to do, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working at B.H. Dias down at 7th and Olive in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. What was
the B.H. Dias? That was the real super Beverly Hills store at the time. Oh. You know, it was the very nicest store. All the movie stars came in there and bought their things.
And what were you doing?
Selling hosiery.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I still only earn $2 a day.
Then you were working full-time then?
Yes, I was working full-time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go out from there and spend the night with the girls out there at the dormitory in UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met my husband. He, my aunt that I told you about that lived in New Jersey, she knew the woman who turned out to be my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were coming out here, and Doug saw my picture that I had sent to my aunt,
mm-hmm.
and he came along too, and we met, and that's how we got married.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty sudden, you see, because that was in May, that before I was going to go to school there.
Yeah. Yeah. So how long had you known before you decided to get married?
Not too long, just about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now that would have been 1927, or?
1927, yeah, May 1927 that I got married, yeah.
Was he working?
He's the one that's in electronics.
Mm.
He was, yeah.
Mm. Oh, you started telling me about that. What was the...
Oh, yes. When he worked for a company in Newark, New Jersey, after we got married, we moved back to New Jersey because working conditions were better back
mm-hmm.
there. He was already established, and I lived 3 years back there, and my son was born back in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked for this company. I don't know what to compare it to. Probably California Hardware or something like that. They were electric inclined. And he made a television set there in the place. He made it himself, but it was the little animated figures, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all I can tell you about that.
Yeah, so that's what he was looking. Now, what was your son's name?
Roland.
Roland.
Yeah.
And he was born in what year?
1920, February 1928.
Mm-hmm. 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 What, when you had first gotten married, how did your family react to you?
It was terrible. No, they didn't like that at all. Well, his mother instigated the whole thing, really, and we did get married without my parents knowing it.
Mm.
And then he was going back east, and then everything... they found out about it, and they blew up, and so we had to have a church wedding, you know, a week later, and then he went back east, and then I went back later and joined him.
Mm-hmm. So originally you were married by Justice of the Peace?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then, so when you went back east with him, did you then find another job, or?
No, I didn't work back there, no. No, after you got married in those days, you didn't work.
So that was...
No.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did, now, had you thought about the size of family you wanted, or?
No, no.
Your first pregnancy?
No.
Uh-huh. Were you,
As a matter of fact, I found out I was pregnant after he went back first, you know, to get established.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote and told him. And
mm-hmm. So that first pregnancy was not long after you...
No, I don't think we... I think right away.
Uh-huh.
Because he sent me a dozen red roses, I know, when I wrote and told him. And
mm-hmm.
So that's all.
Mm. Now, So then you went back there, and while you were pregnant, then, and was his family?
No, they stayed out here. No, they stayed out here.
So it was just you?
Well, his sister was back there, and we stayed, she was married, and we stayed with her for, a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed with her for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Shared an apartment with them.
Uh-huh. What was that like?
It worked out all right. until Roland got to be a little older, you know, mm-hmm. and began walking around, and his sister was not overly fond of children, so that's when we had to get a place of our own.
Yeah. Now, so you lived at Catholic Vision, how long were you
well, possibly only a year. I guess only a year. I was back there 3 years. Mm-hmm. We were back there 3 years, mm-hmm. yeah.
So you would have been there when the Depression struck,
or? 1929. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did it have much of an effect on you?
No. No, none whatsoever. We weren't that high up. I mean, he was just working for this outfit, and we didn't suffer or know about it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any money in the market, in other words.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did his company stay in business?
Oh, yes, yeah. They were a Jewish company, and they were very well established.
Uh-huh.
It was a big chain thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, when did you then come back to California?
Yes, we got decided we'd come back here.
Mm-hmm.
And we had it pretty rough for a while until he started working for some people who owned, like radio and refrigerators and things like that in Eagle Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to Eagle Rock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So about... So there was a little period in there when he didn't have a job? Or?
Yeah, there was about a year before.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was about a year before. Oh, he was working at different things, but not mm-hmm. not what he wanted, you know, or what he was
mm-hmm.
Should have done, been doing.
So did you just get by on what he was...
Oh, yes. Yeah, we got by. I mean, people lived more simply in those days. I mean, we had a car, you know, and we did things, but I don't know. It's not as complicated as it is now. I mean, I feel so sorry for the young people now, really and truly, I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you moved back to Eagle Rock, and then about mm-hmm. what year was that? Left? 3 years has been about
1931, possibly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your son had been born in 28?
Uh-huh. And then my daughter was born in 1933.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was pregnant when the earthquake happened, the Long Beach earthquake happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's your daughter's name?
Barbara.
Barbara. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Barbara was born in 1933, and did you have any other children?
Or? No, just
uh-huh.
just the two.
Mm-hmm. And then... Were you working up to the time of the war?
No.
Uh-huh. What kinds of things did you do with your day before?
Well, I don't know, took care of two kids and we had quite a lot of friends. We did a lot of entertaining, and we did a lot of going to their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, there was just...
Mm-hmm. Were you involved in any social or...
Oh, the PTA always, you know.
Mm-hmm. The PTA?
Yeah, as soon as they started to school, I fell into the PTA. That's about all for the social. Well, as far as I was concerned, you know, for
mm-hmm.
going... I never did care much for joining clubs or anything, and I still don't. I'm
mm-hmm.
really not a joiner now.
Mm-hmm.
And... So the only thing I really belonged to was the PTA, but that was quite a big thing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, socially and otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what kinds of things
were
they doing in that
day? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. We'd have teas, you know, and all sorts of things to make money. And
mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh, I used to collect, make the collections for the different causes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Did you and your husband go out much? Or?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Would you just,
Well, he was in the... Finally, he got so that he owned the store there in Eagle Rock. And so we wouldn't go out until 9 o'clock at night because he'd be working, and then it'd be the time when we'd go out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we go night clubbing and movies or friends' houses or whatever.
So up to the war itself, you were mainly involved in...
Well, no, I was divorced. We only were married 8 years. And then I was divorced and I was taking care of my children. And I went to business college in Glendale. And then I did get, I did different things. I mostly worked part-time for an attorney. And
so what year was it that you separated from you?
1935.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1935.
Yeah. So was it, your daughter was only about 2 years?
Yeah, she was a little less than two, about one and a half, yeah.
Oh, I see. Let me put in the case then.